Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an Adventure Through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventure Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will, here with John, and it's time for our April or March, what is it, March news roundup. Now, before we get into the comics...
Although we are closer to April than we are March.
I know. Before we get to the comics, the Instagram story, news... and Will overthinks the mechanics of the plot and how the imagination station works again. I did just want to say, we're recording this on the Monday of Holy Week, so if I go crazy and drink a ghost energy drink and get this up tonight, happy kill a fig tree Monday. If, however, I get this up Tuesday morning like I'm expecting I'm going to, happy clear out the temple Tuesday.
Very nice.
I will just say, we had this one religion teacher in high school who was very humorless. The one time I heard him laugh is when I said that.
What, happy
clear out the temple Tuesday?
That's pretty, it's a pretty funny joke.
So anyway, so we are going to start with the Instagram story, which I'm assuming you have not been keeping up with.
Look, I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on the social medias.
Yeah, whatever you say. So the story continues with Connie, not Jillian, Renee and Jules going through this man's hotel room, you know, going through the hotel. They hear something in the walls and they break into his safe because they think he's up to something. Last we heard, they find a little girl in the walls and it turns out to be his granddaughter.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's not great.
I feel like I'm reading a creepy book right now about a weird house. I feel like that's what I'm thinking about, and I think that's not the vibe it's going for, right?
Right, well, because the problem is the whole comic is Jules and Renee are being hasty, and Connie is, no, don't do anything! Then now Wit's mad at them, like, how did this happen? And then it's like, Connie's not at fault here, she was the one telling them to stop, now she could have left, so she wasn't implicated in anything, but...
She could have left and let things go even worse.
Well, that is very possible now that you say it. All right, so there's that. Moving on to the current comic arc. So we wrapped up the Trent and Mandy go to prom arc. What did we think of that ending?
You know, it was okay. I got annoyed with the piece of spinach in his teeth at the end. I think it's just
yes. Because...
which it's me being thing, but it was very white teeth. Whiter teeth than I've ever seen on any person. And a very green piece of spinach. But, I mean, I think it's cute, right? Enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, it's fine for what it is. And then the next week we have Trent and Mandy's wedding scene. Which, 5 years later, they talk about a 5-year engagement. But...
well, that's pretty, that was fun. I think, typical for Christian college students.
That's a good point. So, anyway, we have a quick wedding thing. They don't even really, like, have a dialogue. It's just it happening. Which, I don't know, maybe if it had been like, oh, we're flashing back to how they met, and it's Trent remembering it before the big day or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I now think it is time to talk about the new arc. The super exciting Return of Kids Bro.
It's a pretty good hook so far.
Yes.
I've never hated the illustrations. I think the illustrations have gotten better.
Yes.
Now, I never had a huge... I wasn't criticizing them as you were, but I think the new ones look better.
Yes, I would agree. They've gotten better.
Now, the one thing I will say is... and it makes sense, because Odyssey's not that big of a town. I'm surprised it was only like... 30 kids. And maybe in the episode they said we had around 30 kids or something. I'm now thinking about it that might have been mentioned, but I always pictured Kids Bro as like 50 kids.
Well, maybe in the books they expand it. It's possible, but I do think your theory is true that it's a thing kids would get bored of after a summer. I also think it's a thing kids would kind of stop after the initial kids start growing out of it.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. Well, it's also funny, right? Because Nelson, who I guess we haven't heard in a little while, does look significantly older in this comic than I associate him than he ever was on the show. Right.
Well, because I guess in a rule of Kids Bro, the books establish is the kids have to be under 14. So
what a weird rule.
Well, because here's what that says. I'm assuming the first group of kids are like in early middle school then. Because like what elementary school has career day? And I think a few of our voices have dropped already. So.
Yeah, fair.
But okay. So here's what I find interesting. One, they cut back to the books a lot, which I appreciate. But Nelson mentions they had a breach of trust and we couldn't bounce back from that. What's interesting to me is it feels like every Kids Bro story involves a breach of trust.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like, right, like some kind of corruption if you're talking to like government setting.
Right. So my guess as to what happened is someone brought an adult in or they had a problem they couldn't solve and they brought Mr. Whitaker in, that kind of thing.
You're thinking that's what happened in the comic?
I'm thinking that's what the eventual reveal is going to be. And I will say it's a little weird to have that be the second panel. And then it's like, let's go dig up Kids Bro.
But Wit says he doesn't know everything of what happened. So I don't think it really is they brought an adult or something. And you have to think they also like stole the theater things.
Oh, yeah. Right. So now that's the one thing. I don't know if that ties into a book thing or it's something we're going to come back to. I mean, I know we're coming back to it in the comic. So again, now I am saying this as someone who appreciates expanded material. I wish they would put the Kids Bro books on the app if they're going to ask us to read them.
They might at some point. Maybe that's building up where it's like, wow, it's so great reliving our adventures. And you can relive them now on the Adventures in Odyssey app.
Actually, that's very possible. So no, I like that Kids Bro's coming back. It is interesting because I think we could do an interesting episode about Ryan Cummings and over success because he was the mayor of Kids Bro. He was the holy hoopster. And he always seems, every time people talk about him, he seems to be Mr. Accomplished.
An Odyssey episode about peaking early.
Yes, or like gifted kid syndrome. Maybe not that specifically, but, you know, Trey or Cooper is going to college. It's Cooper, right? Yeah, Cooper's going to college. Maybe I think he and Ryan might be in the same class. So maybe there's like an episode about Ryan feeling not sure what to do. I mean, after Jules dumped me for Buck, I didn't know what to do.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, so anyway, and actually my thing was I went back and re-listened to the Kids Bro episode, which is in kind of that weird Nexus album of the Truth Chronicles where we're kind of moving into New Odyssey, but it's still the old Wit voice, and there were still 15 months before we came back. I thought I had never heard it. I remembered every detail of this episode. I just thought they were from different episodes.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
Kinda.
So I thought some of them were Camp One and that. I thought some of them were just other kid adventure episodes.
Mm.
So, but no, I don't know. I just feel like the excavation of Kids Bro should have been the end of the comic, not the midpoint.
Well, right. But now it's like the whole mystery of what happened, right? It's like someone stole the trophy. Someone stole the playbills, which I have to say, I think any playbills TM.
Yes.
Because I think that's a copyright Odyssey. Now, okay. It's no problem. I often traverse the theater, so I've seen many a playbill. So.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. I'm curious what this breach of trust is. I'm guessing it has to involve the theft. Maybe they brought in Rodney or something.
It's going to be like some character we haven't heard from since that album or something. A breach of trust.
That's probably true. My only real note is Kidsbro looks very overgrown for having it only been a few years.
I always picture it as like, okay, you know what I kind of pick, not, I actually don't think it's exactly like this, but imagine if it's like the woods behind your mom and dad's church well.
Yeah, but that's the South.
We don't know where Odyssey takes place. It's definitely the Midwest.
It's definitely the Midwest, but you and I grew up in the Midwest, and although things would get dirty, it always felt like it took longer for things to get like overgrown and dilapidated looking in the Midwest.
Fair.
But hey, except who knows?
Remember that lawn we had to mow every 2 weeks? Yes. Always looked dilapidated when we came back every 2 weeks.
Well, the difference, that was a lot.
Well, I think you're not thinking of how Kidsborough probably wasn't that like well built.
That's a good point. See, because I almost thought it was the ending just going to be either they lost interest or it wasn't built for the long term.
Well, I want to think, like, in my heart, I want to believe it's, like, an actual town with, like, brick buildings. They were probably, like, wooden shanties or something.
Yeah, I know.
Or, more realistically, glorified cardboard boxes.
Well, it sounds like they built houses.
Well,
like they always talk about in the episode, they mentioned they look wit built to them.
Yeah, but if these are middle schoolers or younger, then it'd be like, whoa, look, it's like a real house. And it's like, no.
Oh, it's true. Although I will say, Odyssey mobile game pitch, build your own kids, bro.
That'd be pretty good.
So, just a thought.
Pass a law to let adults come for like adults come in. Jimmy Barkley's visiting.
It's the Barkley special event. You have 3 days to get them all.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Only three days to get all of them.
I know. Anyway, so that we'll see how this comic goes. I did forget to mention the free monthly comic. So it is Renee walking into the Electric Palace and seeing a sign that says, Bart is having a St. Patrick's Day sale and is using Renee as the mascot. So she walks in, Mr. Rathbone, I'm Scottish. And then it's just kind of a back and forth. That's really the whole joke.
That's pretty funny, to be honest with you.
So, there's that. Now, on to the episode, Running the Race Part 1. Bridget journeys into the Imagination Station to meet athlete and missionary Eric Lindell.
So, what was your reaction?
So, it's only Part 1. This has raised some questions about the Imagination Station and the gender politics of the Imagination Station to me. Okay, so, you know, the boys get to be disciples in the church on Noah's Ark, having fun. The girl has to be the maid for this boy. And it does have this slight vibe of, Bridget, if you don't come to youth group, we'll have to remind you that 100 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to go to youth group.
Okay, well, I do. Okay. I'll say this. I get that. Now, in fairness, later she just became a student.
Yes, that's true.
Here's the thing. I do think they, they're like, oh, let's do the thing where they're a part of the story. And so they were kind of stretching. It feels like more like they were like, well, they could be a childhood friend. And then they both came and they both came over or something. Right.
That's true, too.
Unless, like, later they become an athlete, like, she becomes an athlete in the Olympics or something. I don't know. But regardless, I do think the maid is a little bit of a weird choice, but I also don't know what, yes. Even as a guy, I'll, I'll, I'll give him some benefit of the doubt. Besides just being like another young friend, which I don't think they wanted to do, who else could, like, what would a guy have been? Like an apprentice or something?
I don't know. I mean, Wilson was a teacher. We'll get to Wilson in a second.
Wait, it's like some explanation for why they would be in like this house, like in a house with a sickly child.
I don't know. The doctor, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know. But it's just interesting that, again, this is a thing about the Imagination Station they use sometimes where they have programmed it where you can be a character in the story.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that if we're covering so much time, she's different people throughout the story to him, which is nice. The only thing I didn't love narratively was that, why is Wilson in this? And I mean, why is he in the adventure? Why isn't he just telling her the story? I know the thought process probably is she needs to physically talk to the guy, and it's easier to have Wilson pop in and fill in the narrative gaps. But it does just feel like we've had Imagination Station episodes, we've had Wilson telling story episodes. Why are these the same thing?
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think maybe it'll become more apparent down the road, like in the other two parts of this episode. It's hard to tell when we're just at one part.
Oh, yeah.
I also think that, I don't know, it could be padding. It could be for a little humor in there.
Right.
You know, I'm curious, you know, never seen Chariots of Fire, which is someone who likes films. I mean, at least they're trying to go more into it than just like the movie time span.
That's true. Right.
Sarah, say what you're going to say.
I don't think this is a bad episode. I think it's a good history episode. We've got two parts left, so we'll see where that goes. I do hope we have enough content to fill two more episodes.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing I'll say is, I think it's like a good message, but I do wonder sometimes, like, and they want to set like write a good example for kids, like oh, just this like really dedicated like faith and everything. And so I'm not saying that's bad, but it does throw you off when it's like a real person and you're like, was this person this strong in their faith as a child?
Yeah.
And they're not like a saint or a character from the Bible. It like throws you off a little bit to be like, well, I wouldn't fault if they had some doubt. That, like as a child, because it kind of creates like this, like when you find out, oh, my father may be dead. And she's like, it's all good. Like faith in Christ. It's like, right, you should have faith in Christ, but also like, I don't think it's crazy for the child to have a stronger reaction.
I would concur. I mean, maybe that's based on documents or something of people who knew him.
Right. If it's based on documents and people were like, he was like that as a child, 100%, leave it in. But I'm just also like curious.
Right.
Because it's but like, it I also, true. Yeah.
It is the Christian movie thing though. Although like Chariots of Fire is an overtly Christian, it has definitely got a lot of faith in it. And all these movies like to make these historical figures, these perfect saints who really weren't when you read their story, except for one movie. It's called I Am Not Ashamed. And it's the Pure Flix Columbine movie. Because, you know, the first girl shot at Columbine was a Christian. And they play her like she had struggles with her faith. But in real life, she didn't. Like, why is this the one time you choose not to go through that, other than she can go visit her cousin Sadie Robertson and ride horses and learn about Jesus?
It's like you see them get built up, right? Yes. Like, oh, she got strong in faith, and like, oh no, she's gone. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen this movie, so I don't know.
I wouldn't. It's, again, one of those weird time capsule things where I feel like we should be holding this story with a little more reverence, but here's 20 minutes with the Duck Dynasty people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would not suggest seeking this movie out, although I'm sure it's pretty easy to find. I can't imagine a streamer was that desperate to get it.
No, but I think it's a good episode so far. I'm interested to see where it goes. It's a good Imagination Station episode. I will say this, though. It does feel like recently Odyssey's long historical ones. And Sergeant York was a while, like a few years ago, I'm aware.
But that was like one of the first albums back.
I know. But like they are like, but how many big history ones have they had?
It's been a minute.
Right, it feels like they are drawing, which I don't mind them drawing from movies. It's just interesting. Like right. Sergeant York and that, both very like popular Christian adjacent movies.
You know what? That's true. I do also want to talk a little about the opening of this episode, because I feel like we're moving into an arc for Bridget, you know, with Wyatt going to church and trying to convince her to come to youth group and all of that. I'm surprised Jules isn't trying to convince her to come to youth group.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess they're not friends anymore. So,
well, maybe it's, well, Jules, it would, right. They're not friends anymore, but also like she only wants to go to youth group to
see Buck.
Or no, isn't it to fake it for Connie?
Oh yeah. Duh. But more importantly, there's another episode this year called Worth Her Wage, which has Bridget and Wilson in it. So is Wilson going to become a mentor to Bridget? Also, I swear this is either a wage gap episode or an episode justifying a lower minimum wage. I'm going to be a little upset.
I would be shocked. If Odyssey went down that path, we might have to just stop.
This is the final two-hour episode where John gets really mad about money.
I would be like, why does a child need to have an episode about the wage gap, or an episode about why we need a lower minimum wage? Why is that necessary?
We'll find out when Worth Her Wage comes out later this year. So unfortunately, I'm trying to stretch this out because it's not that I didn't have anything to say, but I definitely feel like, you know, it's part one of three.
Yeah, I mean, so if my guess is the next one's going to be his training, and it's going to end with his like, oh, the Olympics are on a Sunday. Da 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 da.
I don't know if that's what they'd end it on. Maybe.
I think it ends right on his choice, unless they just jump where it's like, oh, it's the Olympics now at the start of the next part, right?
Right.
I mean, the option is they jump forward, they do that as the second part, and then they have, like, Fallout as the third part. But it also seems weird because there hasn't been a lot. Okay, I think it's very respectable what he did in Chariots of Fire.
Yes.
But I also think it's odd they don't, like, address anything in the first part of how important Sunday morning, like, Sunday as just being for churches.
I kind of agree. I feel like that might have to do with so many churches now have different service times throughout the week. So they don't want to say, if your family goes to church on a Tuesday, it's a problem.
Right. It's like a little bit like I'm totally like respective, like, but it's like it's going to be weird to kids because I don't even think most families, even like really hardcore Christian families, would take Sunday church that seriously. And I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying I think kids are going to be like, why didn't he run?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, it would have been almost been a more interesting, like, because they're setting up as, like, you know, having, like, faith, right?
Yeah.
And so what they're going to play it up is they're going to talk about, like, faith, you know, that even though he worked for this, that it will work out by not running this race, right? And that's why that maybe the third part will be the after effects or something like that. But it almost would have been a more interesting keeping the Sabbath day holy episode.
I kind of agree.
And just like going for it and being like you like, can't you choose like have the day open for God if he was willing to give up this big thing? I'm just curious how they're gonna wrap it up. Because yeah, that's like the big thing about him. That's why he's considered such a Christian figure.
Right. And I will say it's weird because Bridget's just complaining that she doesn't want to come to youth group. It's not like Wyatt has tried to encourage the family not to do work on the Sabbath.
Right. And so like maybe that does justify there's going to be more at the end, like about that. But it's going to be weird if it just ends and he's like, well, he had faith in God that things would work out. And then they don't talk about it, like any of the post stuff.
Yeah. So we will see. Although speaking of Wyatt, and I forgot to bring this up, on the Instagram, they did unveil Wyatt has a new voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing too exciting there. It's a new voice actor. It's a kid, which is just interesting because they've been on talking on the podcast before about a great thing about having so many of the kid characters played by adults now is we can keep them around for a long time. I'm not saying we need to replace Wyatt with an adult actor. I'm just, okay, so is, you know, Wyatt's the only one, I guess, and Camilla just got written off the show. And Matthew to an extent.
Yeah, fair.
So we will see. But I think this is a good start. We got two parts left. You know, like I really liked the one they did last year about the father of gospel. And it worked really good as a two-parter, but part one felt really dense and part two felt like we're flooring it to the end. So hopefully it plays well as three parts. But so join us again probably soon-ish for April. I don't know. Oh, and for some exciting news, John and I will be together at the beginning of May, and our original host Gabe will be there too. We're trying to have a little reunion show happen.
You always say, like, we're going to be together. It's going to be a reunion show, and then it never happens.
It will happen this time. I've got a good feeling.
I hate to say it. I think out of all the times it could have happened, this is the lowest percentage chance of happening.
You know, you don't have to rain on everyone's parade. We'll just do it at the 90th birthday party.
No.
Okay, I'll talk to Gabe and we'll find something. Maybe we can do it in the car.
People already complain about our audio.
I know. Well, I'm renting an electric car, so but yes, and I know the audio's been a little rough here. I had a problem finding my dongle, so I'm on a lapel mic. Hopefully it sounds okay-ish. I'm going to run it through some filters. But anyway, that wraps it up for this week. I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.